Hi there, this is Ethan with the Hair Relaxer Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Patrice Glenn, how you doing, Ethan?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. I do appreciate it. How are you, Patrice?
I'm good.
Glad to hear that. Now, again, my name is Ethan. We are on a recorded line here. I'll be your intake specialist. You were just sent over to me by a different representative, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I'll be your intake specialist. What that means is I'll be the one helping you actually sign up, excuse me, for
Okay.
your participation in the lawsuit. I will let you know ahead of time, some of these questions might sound familiar or you might have already been asked, so I do apologize for any repetition, but in any case, this should only take about 10 minutes of your time. So, Mrs. Patrice, you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, just as a reminder for you as well, we are on a recorded line. Do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents, or sent back any packets of information for any other attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then Mrs. Patrice, was it you or a loved one that was using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Myself.
Gotcha. And then after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
I see. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through that. How are you doing now?
I stopped everything, so I didn't get my report yet for cancer free, but I did stop the medications and stuff, so everything is
Okay,
good.
gotcha. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. I am wishing you all the best on your road to recovery, of course. What kind of cancer was it, Mrs. Patrice?
It was ovarian cancer.
Gotcha. Okay, again, I am so sorry about this. So then you, of course, would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And what was the date that you were diagnosed with cancer?
I was diagnosed February 16, 2024.
You said February 15th or 16th?
16th, 2024.
Okay, and what state were you diagnosed in?
If Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Additionally, are you currently living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The name of the doctor that diagnosed me was Dr. Raymond Belden. He was an OBGYN.
You said Dr. Raymond, and can you spell that last name for me, please?
Yes, Belden. Belden.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
This was at Lincoln R Medical Center.
Okay, you said Lincoln R Medical Center?
Lincoln R Medical Center.
Okay, gotcha. And you said this was in Philadelphia, correct?
Yes, the address for Lincoln R is Wynwood, PA, 100 East Lancaster Avenue, Wynwood, PA, 19096.
Okay, perfect. I just found it. Thank you so much for confirming.
You're
And
welcome.
yeah, no worries. And then when you were diagnosed, how old would you have been at that time?
I was 37.
37. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then I believe I did just ask you, just want to confirm one more time. Currently, you said you're not living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. That's correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Now, were you using hair relaxers at least 4 times or more than 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
I have used the product 5 to 6 times in a year.
Okay, about 5 to 6 times then. And then you did,
Yes.
of course, just confirm to me that you were diagnosed at Lankenau Medical Center, correct?
Correct.
Okay, currently, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And Mrs. Patrice, what is your birthday?
2/10/87.
Okay, 2/10/1987, correct?
Yes.
Additionally, were you at any point ever diagnosed with either breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Additionally, did you happen to know anyone else, any other family members or even friends as well that could have used hair relaxers and might have also been affected by this?
We all use hair relaxers. But do I know anybody that personally? No. No.
Okay, gotcha. No, don't worry about that then. Now, how old would you have been when you first started using hair relaxers?
14 years ago, 37, 27. I would have been 23, 22, 23.
Okay. And were you primarily using this in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you first started using it about 14 years ago, so that would be around 2010 or 2011.
Yes, May 2010.
Okay, May of 2010. And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
February 2024.
Gotcha. So right around when you were diagnosed then, of course.
Yes, of course.
Okay. And then you said you were using it about 5 to 6 times a year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so then between 2010 and 2024, you would say you used it for about 14 consecutive years. Does that sound correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and for your hair relaxers, were you doing it yourself at home or did you go to a salon?
Yeah, I went to salons.
Okay, do you happen to have any receipts or statements that would show your salon visits? If not, that's okay.
Yeah, because it's various ones. It's not like one specific salon. I was going to many different ones, whatever was available when I would make an appointment.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. If you do have any receipts or bank statements, any transactions that would show those visits, do be sure to hang on to them. But again, if you don't, that's okay. And currently, you're
Okay.
not using any hair relaxers, correct?
No.
Okay. And you wouldn't happen to have any receipts or empty bottles of hair relaxers you purchased, right?
Nope, I don't.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about that either. That's perfectly fine. Now, what were the brand name products that you were using?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, actually, out of the women that I've talked to so far about this lawsuit, it seems like those two and then probably olive oil as well, those seem to be the most common ones.
Yeah.
And then you use those for the entire 14 years, correct?
Correct, yes.
Gotcha. Okay, so you were using it for 14 years, and then after that, that's when you were diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so that definitely happened at least 2 years after your first year of hair relaxer usage. And when did you first become aware of the connection between hair relaxers and your diagnosis? I take it that was when you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes. When I was diagnosed, the doctor alerted me where it was from.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. So I'll just put your date of diagnosis as the date when you learned of that connection then. And
Yes.
do you remember when your treatment started as well?
Yeah, my treatment started literally a week after my diagnosis in February.
Okay, yeah, so that would have been probably around like February 22nd, maybe.
Yeah, about 4 to 5 days after the diagnosis.
Gotcha. Okay. And what kind of treatment were you receiving?
I was getting chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and complete hysterectomy surgery. I had to get a hysterectomy surgery, and I had some pain meds.
Gotcha, I see. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that you had to go through all that. Was it the same doctor? Let me see. Was it Dr. Raymond Belton that was also treating you as well?
Yeah. The doctor that treated me was Dr. Lauren Turker. That's who did the treatment.
Okay, could you spell that name as well for me, please?
Yes, Lauren, LAUREN, last name Turker, TURKER, and she was the oncologist.
Okay, and this was also at Lankana?
Yes, it was.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just go ahead and pull that information one more time then.
Okay.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me, Patrice?
Yes, I'm a woman.
Okay, and then of course, the other agent did send me your first and last name. I have that down here as Patrice, spelled PATRECE. Your last name
Yes.
is Glenn. GLENN.
Yes.
Okay, do you also have a middle name?
Yes.
Spell it for me, please.
MULICA.
Okay, you said MULICA.
Yes.
Okay,
Malika.
additionally, gotcha. Additionally, do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and your social?
201-68-87-99.
Okay, I'll just confirm that with you. You said 201-688-7799.
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for confirming. And then I have your email down here as divinerightlove9@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and your phone number should be 267-230-3036.
Correct.
Alrighty, and am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a landline?
Yes, this is my cell.
Okay, and what's your primary address, Mrs. Patrice?
1206 Calkin, Calcon Drive, Sharon Hill, PA 19079.
Okay, so that's 1206 Calkin Drive, and that's Sharon Hill 19079.
Correct.
Okay. Additionally, was there also a unit or apartment number, or does that not apply here?
No, that doesn't apply here.
Okay, perfect. Now we're actually almost done here. Lastly, do you have any documentation or medical records that would show your date of diagnosis?
Not right now because I'm out of town due to office work, but I can provide as soon as I get back in.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I wouldn't expect you to have it on hand right now, but you are at least aware that they exist or you do have them in your possession somewhere.
Yes, the doctor
Okay,
said.
yeah. Most likely you won't have to, seeing as, of course, our attorney partners can pull your medical information on your behalf, but if necessary, would you be able to provide these records either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now we're almost done here. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone that we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never have to reach out to them. It's very rare that we do. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Let's see. Give me 1 second. I'll use my friend,
Okay, sure.
my
And
best
what's their name?
friend. Ali, Ali.
Okay. And the phone number?
614-456-6311.
Okay, 6311. So you said this is Ali, and you said that's your friend, correct?
Yeah, he's a friend. I'm a
Okay, I would
friend.
assume he lives separately from you then.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, just wanted to be doubly sure. Now, we're actually almost done here again. Lastly, I'm just going to read off to you a quick compliance form. This is basically just a checklist that I like to use just to make sure that all the information we've discussed is accurate and correct. So I'll read off a
Okay.
few items to you, and if anything sounds incorrect, I do invite you to interrupt me, okay?
All right.
Alrighty. So we did, of course, confirm that you do not have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxers. You were diagnosed at least 2 years after your first year of hair relaxer usage. In your case, it was 14 years after you started using hair relaxers. You did use hair relaxers at least 4 times in a year. And you were also using hair relaxers within the last 20 years.
Well, the last 14 years.
Yeah, or within the last 20 years. So it would be within that
Okay.
time
Oh,
frame. Yeah.
yeah. Correct.
Okay, yeah. In that case, that all looks good to me. So what I'll do is I'll start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign and return digitally, which should only take about a minute of your time. It's very easy to do. Before I send it to you, though, I'm just going to go ahead and pull it up on my end first. This is just so I can make sure that I didn't make any mistakes or maybe any spelling errors, anything like that, just so I can make sure we get this done right the first time so I don't have to bother you further down the line, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start crafting these documents for myself so that way I can pull them up here and then I'll read off a few items of your personal information just so I can have you double check them with me, okay?
Yes.
All right, so give me just a second here to go ahead and find where you are. There you are, Mrs. Patrice Glenn. Okay. Gonna open up your files here, and I am also going to zoom in on it because it's really tiny and I can't see. Okay, so your address, that's 1206 Calkin Drive, and that's Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania, 19079. You were born on February 10th, 1987, and your social is 201-688-7999.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end in just a second here. You should receive a text message containing a DocuSign link. It should also say my name, which is Ethan.
Okay.
Once you get that text message, go ahead and open the link. It'll take you to DocuSign. Again, this is where you'll digitally sign these documents. All they do is state, firstly and foremost, that our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, like I mentioned before, it gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Okay.
It's pretty easy. All the areas that you need to sign should be highlighted in yellow. I will let you know, though, just be sure to pay attention because there's some fields where it'll ask you only for initials. Others will ask you for a
Okay.
full signature, so just make sure you look out for that.
All right.
And of course, if you need any help at all, I will be here on the line with you the whole time, so you just let me know. In the meantime, while you're doing that, actually, I'll also send you a text message from my personal office number, which will be a 949 extension. So that way you have my contact information. So just in case you want to reach out in the future, maybe if you have questions or concerns down the line, you're always welcome to call or text me, okay?
Okay.
And then once you're finished signing, just let me know so I can check to make sure it gets processed correctly.
Alrighty.
Okay,
I think
perfect.
it's complete. Yep, it's
Yep,
complete.
perfect. I just received it on my end. Let me go ahead and take a quick peek at these right here. Alrighty, I see your signature right there. That is looking great. And I see your initials. Looks fantastic. Alrighty, perfect. Well, I do appreciate your time, Mrs. Patrice. That's actually all I needed from you today. I am just going to let you know from here on out, our attorney partners should be giving you a call sometime within the next 2 weeks or so. It's usually
Okay.
depends on how busy they are, but I would say probably between 7 to 14 days from now. They're just going to give you one more call. Firstly, just they want to make sure they can get in contact with you. Secondly, they're also just going to verify your personal information. Very important that
Okay.
you look out for that because then and only then can they actually start working on your case. But once you get that taken care of, I do believe that should be the last thing you need to do in regards to this lawsuit.
Okay.
But yeah, just make sure you are looking out for the attorney's call when they do reach out. Again, should be coming within the next 2 weeks. In any case, did you have any other questions, concerns, or anything else at all that you were looking for help with?
No, that's everything, Ethan. I appreciate you. You have a great day on purpose.
Alrighty, absolutely. You have a great day as well, Mrs. Patrice.
All right. Thank you.
Of course, you take care.